numbers are going. 5, 6, 7, 8. Hey, Curio friends.
What?
We're in the car.
What episode is this, Kimmy?
I think it's 23. Is it 23?
For sure, it really totally is.
Oh my gosh. 23. We are on Orange Grove Boulevard.
In Southish Pass.
It's so beautiful here.
In the little area south of where the Rose Parade meets, there's a town called South Pasadena, but locals call it South Pass.
Right, yes. And it's not like a southern part of Pasadena.
No.
It is a town, a city called South Pasadena.
It's also very fancy, and the people that live here are very classy.
Oh my gosh, the houses are beautiful and old, and the streets are wide, and the trees are happy, and...
And
it's also where the 110 freeway starts. Well, depending on which direction you're going in, but come on.
Get out of my way.
Okay, so we're merging now, and for all the beauty and majesty that is South Pasadena, they're stupid drivers. Sorry. God. Golly.
It is
terrible.
So we're going to the airport to pick up my nieces. It's 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon, which is like the most horrible time ever to get onto a freeway.
Oh yeah, it's terrible. Everybody's getting on right now.
But I'm going to have to get on 3 freeways. And
oh God.
I think their flight is landing right now. They're just going to have to wait, but they'll be going through customs anyway, so.
It'll take them a minute to get settled and all.
So we don't even know what we want to talk about, really. We thought maybe just a fest.
Yeah, we've got some things to hash out from the past week. It's been a rough time in America. Pipe bombs, shooters.
And multiple shooters.
All kinds of other wacky things. And then, you know, people who are more concerned about their hairdos than they are people's lives.
Oh, what an asshole!
I hate them so much.
So Kim and I were talking about the synagogue shooting, which had me, actually we were talking about my depression, and I was talking about how I seemed to get really bad for a couple of days, and then I realized that it was because of that. Hold on, I'm turning right. I gotta merge onto the freeway.
Did you hear the tires squeak?
Sorry.
Cass doesn't mess. She's a fabulous driver too, you guys.
But I realized after I cried about the synagogue shooting on like the second or third day that that's why I was so down. And it took a while for me to realize, but what happened is that it was the morning that the names were released with their ages.
Oh God, yeah.
And you started to hear information about like the older married couple, the woman who was 97, the brothers that lived at the synagogue because they had mental deficiencies, things like that.
Yeah.
When I started to see their names and who they were and their ages, it just gutted me. I was despondent about it.
And to know that, oh God, okay, so there's an accident.
Oh no,
this
oh God.
Sucks. It's a bad, fuck.
Shit.
That was not, it was a mini sandwiched between two sedans. It looked like everybody was okay.
Yeah, they were all outside of the car.
They were all outside the car.
We're on the 110, which was the first freeway ever built in America.
And it's built for cars that go 40 miles an hour.
Right, it's very curvy and tiny, and it used to be a street called Figueroa, and when Kim's dad was a little boy, he would ride his bike on it. And now it's a freeway, and people go way too fast.
Well, when they were designating it as a freeway, before they opened it.
That's when he was on it?
That's when he
So this freeway is different than other ones in Southern California, where when you're getting on, it's just, there's no on-ramp or off-ramp.
No.
There's literally like an
there's
opening.
A stop sign.
And people are busy going 70 miles an hour when you're trying to get on.
And it's 3 lanes. So the rightmost lane, you know, anybody's going to pop in off of a stop sign. Okay?
A stop sign.
A stop sign. Because it's like in a residential neighborhood and there's a stop sign. It's like, oh, here's where you get on the freeway. And then here's where you get off, which is like... Oh God, it's pretty awesome.
It's a beautiful drive though.
And you drive through this,
This is the Arroyo. This is the lower Arroyo. Yeah.
And there's a park, and there's a place called Heritage Square where they moved a whole bunch of old buildings out of Los Angeles, and it's like a building zoo.
Yeah. You know,
they're all there, and they've been restored for the most part, and they're painted, and they're beautiful, and you can go visit them, and people walk around and turn in the century garb.
It really is fun.
Not this century.
The turn of 2 centuries ago.
It's really cool. There are palm trees.
Woohoo! And sorry.
People stop real fast.
Because of the curves.
There are curves, but there's also, you know, stupid people. And they don't know how to drive this freeway.
Anyway, the violence going on.
The violence.
How were you feeling?
I had the same reaction. It was just disbelief and just sadness that they're in their synagogue. They're doing the best, most beautiful thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
and some nut job walks in and just plows them down because he believes that he's better than everybody else and that some people need to die because he's better than them.
Well, he specifically was upset about the immigrant caravan coming.
Oh, yes. And he was pissed off that Trump... He was pissed at Trump because Trump hadn't done enough.
Right.
So he took it upon himself.
Right.
And another thing that really pissed me off about the whole thing...
Oh, my gosh. It's my nephew, Ezra. Hold on. We can just wing it.
Okay, numbers are moving again. We're back on.
Are we really?
We are. Yeah.
Sorry about that, guys. My nephew called because he thought I had called him, but I hadn't. But he's really cute, so I had to talk to him.
So sweet.
Very, very cute.
So sweet.
So we were talking about the bullshit violence and Trump and God damn it!
Right.
Sorry.
Yep. And Oh, there's so many things. The fact that he got all defensive and pissed off because people were blaming him for, you know... He had just come out and announced that he was a nationalist.
Right.
Like, what, the day before?
Yes.
Something like that.
Or 2 days or something
yeah,
like that.
Very, yeah, very, very close. And it's just like, dude!
That just gave the people that needed it permission.
Well...
That's all that was. And now they have it.
He's such a... Well, he is the best excuse in the world for all these nut jobs to follow through on their nut job plans. I mean, he's a compulsive liar. He lies constantly. What did he say today or yesterday that he's gonna sign an executive order that makes
children of immigrants illegal.
Who are born here they don't get to have American citizenship. And so I heard a commentator on the radio trying their very best to keep it together, but the snark in their voice was unmistakable.
See, this is where
and talking like a child, as if she were talking to the people who
control his mind, yeah.
Yeah. She's like, this is how it works. This is the 14th.
14th, yeah.
The
14th Amendment.
This is the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. This is what it says. Nobody can change the Constitution of the United States of America by themselves. Like, that's why it's the Constitution. If everybody was like, I'd like for Jolly Ranchers to be free to everybody all the time. I'm not in the fucking Constitution. You know what I mean? Like, duh.
I think he pushes in these ways that make us more and more comfortable with horrible things, is why I was upset about it today. And I had posted about it on Facebook, and one of our friends said something like, this is just a distraction, just vote, vote, vote.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Yes it's a distraction, vote, vote, vote.
It is.
And he says a lot of very incendiary things.
Yes.
That push the boundaries of what we all find acceptable.
Right.
And this is, well, I think, one of those
maybe
times.
Maybe not all of us.
No. But so So right now there are 13,000 children in custody in 10 cities, etc. Mm-hmm. And we've moved on.
Right.
So they pushed that boundary and made it comfortable, and now we're all like, well, at least they're with their parents or whatever. Right. So that's why I was upset about that today. Like, I know that's probably never going to happen, but look at all the other things that have happened.
Right.
So we have to keep a watch.
Keep our eyes on the prize, too, and just keep talking about it and being aware of it and not, you know, not accepting it as normal.
Right.
And being pissed. That's the other part of it is, you know, once we start to become callous to all of this stuff, that's when they start to win.
Right.
And I heard another journalist on NPR today talking about, you know, he's sending all these troops to the border and everything, and it was a retired border control agent, and he said, oh no, there's absolutely nothing they're not going to do anything. This is a ploy to get his
voters.
Base all fired up and excited and, you know, get them all rallied.
Oh my god. 330.
Is it Chinese robocall?
Probably. Let's see.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What the fuck?
Fine.
Fine.
Whatever.
Blocked.
But then I'm like, wait an effing minute, conservative man. How much money are you spending on these helicopters and troops and temporary living facilities and stuff just to get votes? And I know that that's, you know, that's the norm. That's how it works.
Right.
But it's not, he's not spending Republican money on this. He's spending my fucking tax dollars on this.
Yeah.
And
which Republicans used to be concerned about, remember?
Republicans were supposed to be the conservative party. And I ask my husband about that all the time. I'm like, so, because I differentiate between the Trumpsters and the true conservatives.
Right.
There is a difference. And I don't know that I know that my husband is a true conservative.
Right.
He's like, this is, you know, this is how the economy works. This is, you know, he's smart guy. He knows a lot of stuff about that kind of stuff.
You've lost your train of thought.
I lost my train of thought.
Because Trump made you mad.
Well, because he doesn't behave in a conservative way at all.
The exact opposite.
The exact opposite. And so how is it that his, you know, the dyed-in-the-wool Republicans...
Well, they're just using this for political expediency right now. Which says a lot about them as people, about their morals, etc. Because if you're just using Trump for political expediency and you don't care that he has children in cages and that he incites violence and that he's cozying up with dictators, then something's wrong with you. Then you're not a true conservative. You're not an American patriot at all. Like,
no.
You can't claim that anymore. You've just ruined yourself and your party to get more judges that will ban abortion. Like,
and it occurred to me when you were saying that, from a religious, from a Christian perspective, isn't there something about, you know,
chasing the money changers away?
Well, the money changers, but also
feeding the poor?
Idolatry.
Oh, yes.
And what has he become? You know, when you identify with someone and believe that because they're successful and wealthy, it will somehow come to you that you identify with that person. And you know what I mean?
Right.
You pick up their attributes, which is a thing that people do. To me, that's idolatry.
I agree, yeah.
And what the fuck?
Well, they're not Christians anymore either. They're like proto-fascist evangelical conservatrumps. That's what I'm going to call them.
Our neighbor is a Methodist minister.
Oh, I've met her. Yeah, she's really cool.
And she is one of the most fascinating, intelligent, compassionate, powerful powerfully spirited people I have ever known. Yeah. And I just like to stand next to her.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because she just, it's, seriously, I just like to stand next to her because I feel safe. Like, okay, so the dumb people can't get me if I'm next to her. Evil people can't get me if I'm next to her.
Are dumb people after you, Kimmy?
Yeah, probably.
Stupid dumb people.
The dumb person. But she regularly on social media calls out Christians, you know, false Christian behavior, and, you know, it's refreshing. Now,
oh, what's that noise?
What is it?
They're sirens. We're right in downtown where we call it the street, number streets exits, the 6, 4, 3.
Oh, yeah,
third.
This is where it all kind of hits the fan right here.
The 5, the 101, the 110, it all, and the 10 also up here. But there's sirens, something's happening.
We
We've been stopped
in traffic.
Can't
figure out where they're coming from because there's like...
So that's the building that Claire works in.
Claire Hervey Collins?
Yeah, these apartment or condos or whatever the hell they are, when they were first being constructed, were burned down by an arsonist.
Oh, wow.
And the heat. Oh, there's the siren right there, right next to us.
Oh, look, I'm going to hold the recorder up so you can see. There must be a shoulder on that side.
There must be, yeah. But the heat from the fire, from the arson, people burning down.
I remember when that happened.
It melted the windows in Claire's building and she couldn't go to work.
Yeah,
melted her computer.
God, that's crazy.
Anyway, proto-fascist blah, blah, blah.
Proto-fascist Trump, what'd you call him?
I think I called them proto-fascist. No, but that's a good one. I've heard that one before. Proto-fascist evangelical conservatrumps. That's what I said.
Conservatrumps.
Excuse me, I have to burp.
That's okay.
Oh. Excuse me.
Oh, that was a nice one. That was a good one.
I had my iced coffee for the afternoon slump.
I didn't have any iced coffee. I've been trying to back off the coffee because, boy howdy, there are days when it's when I'm like, maybe you should have stopped at 4 cups, Kim. Really?
Ooh.
Maybe you're a little dehydrated, Raisin Lady. That happened last week. I was like, I looked at my skin and I'm all, hell. What? You've had 3 glasses of water today and 10 cups of coffee and you're a prune.
So the, there's a lot of smog today, or is that haze?
It's the
shays.
The shays.
But there's some really beautiful palm trees.
And the lights shining on the shiny tall buildings, kind of interestingly, like. I'm so glad we have health insurance.
I've started to get nervous because Quinn's gonna be 25 here in a couple months.
Oh.
Which means then he will be 26 right after that.
Right.
And he will be kicked off of our insurance.
Can you get him on Cobra somehow?
I don't know. I've been trying to coach him.
Kaiser.
I'm sure, well, it's not, I don't know. Because it's not his insurance, it's my husband's insurance. I've been trying to convince him that maybe it's time to find a job that has benefits.
Oh.
Plus, he's kind of feeling like moving on from the bookstore anyway, but...
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many cars today.
Oh, my God. If you guys could all see this,
I'm going to take a picture.
This hurts me. Do you want me to take the picture? Because you're driving.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, I got 2 hands.
Oh, that would have been a good vantage point right there, though.
We're walking. Oh, shit.
We missed it.
God.
You'll just have to take our word for it, peoples.
Oh, Richard called.
We are going to pick up Asha and Kaya. They have both been featured in small ways on the podcast.
Oh, yes, and they had a grand adventure. I'm so excited for them.
They went to Paris and then took the train to London. They spent a week in each place, and they are 15 and 19, and they saved up their monies and made sure they had passports and went all on their own, and I'm so excited for whatever happened, whatever kind of growth happened, but I just wish I had taken a trip like that when I was their age.
Oh, gosh, could you imagine?
No.
It's such a, I mean, their world just got so much bigger, and there's so many more opportunities now. It's just, you go out and see the world, especially when you're young, because you take that with you for the rest of your life.
Right.
You know?
It informs every decision you make. Maybe then everybody wouldn't be such an asshole if they traveled the world and, like, met people and had to get by without speaking the language.
Yes.
I think that's a huge one.
Yeah. Yeah. Having to and rely on strangers to be kind and see how other people live.
Kelly and I... Oh, I'll edit that out.
Edit!
Kelly... My friend Kelly and I were thinking about our next big trip would be to Japan.
Oh, I've always wanted to go to Japan.
And her husband was kind of poo-pooing it by saying, like, well, once you get outside, because we were talking about going outside of the city, you know, seeing the mountainous regions, the Mount Fuji, Kyoto, all those places. And so he was like, once you get outside of the city, people aren't going to know English. You're not going to be able to communicate with anyone. And I...
That's why you got Google Translate.
Well, not only that, I said, and that's part of the fun. Like, using your facial expressions and motions to get your point across.
Yeah.
Learning a couple of key phrases so people know you don't speak Japanese.
Right. Where is the bathroom? Always top of my list.
Where do you feel like going next? What's on your radar?
Oh, if I could go anywhere?
Yeah.
Gosh, that's a good one. I wanted to go to Machu Picchu for my 50th birthday.
That's a good idea.
I wanted to hike up there.
Oh, you want to do the hike?
I want to do the hike, but I better start training now. That's all I gotta say. I'm spending a lot of time in high altitude. But that
make
was...
sure you buy shoes beforehand and break them in before you go.
Big time, yeah. And so that's on my to-do list. I've always wanted to go to Japan. I'd like to go to Cambodia.
I do, too. I want to go to Thailand and Cambodia.
Yeah, Thailand, too. I'd love to do the whole Southeast Asia thing and, you know, Bali.
Yeah.
My cousin is a yoga teacher, and she does a yoga field trip to Tibet every 2-3 years.
Oh my goodness.
And the pictures are amazing, and she's an amazing person anyway.
Right.
But God, you see her face in these photos when she's there, and it's almost like she's a different person. Just her, just the calmness and serenity and beauty and everything.
Well, traveling is like that anyway. It's like a dream, you know? Oh, they just landed 27 minutes ago. Shit. Let me call them.
Da, 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 da. After the beep, say a shortcut menu command. Say help at any time for additional instructions.
Call Asha?
Pardon? After the beep, say a shortcut menu command.
Open your
say
ears.
Say help at any time for additional instructions.
Call Asha!
Pardon?
Oh, jeez.
Pause.
God damn it!
To
give me
restart
your phone.
Voice recognition, push the talk switch. To cancel voice recognition,
I've got it.
Push and hold the talk switch.
I mean, we're driving at 4 miles an hour anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, that's so funny. It's true.
Here we go.
Hello.
Where are you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we just got shuttled to the airport.
So now you have to go through.
Yeah, now we have to go through the thing.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, we're stuck in traffic, so it's perfect.
I don't know how. Yeah, yeah. We should be out by the time you are here.
Are you tired?
I'm tired.
You're tired. Okay, we'll see you soon.
Okay, love you.
Love you, bye.
Oh, they're home.
I love them.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, I was just checking to see if they were here.
Oh, they're back. it's going to be hard.
What was I saying? Oh, traveling is like a dream. Like, when you're there,
oh, yeah.
It feels like a dream, and your regular life back home feels like another time in a different parallel universe.
You're able to just let it go.
And that coming home is like a... You know, it's good to get home. For me, this is how I feel. When I get home, I'm, like, tired, and I'm excited to see my people and my animals, but... It's hard. There is a definite re-entry period.
Oh, God, yes.
It's very difficult. Yeah.
There's definitely some room for some depression and sullenness, and you got to come down.
The first time I went to Italy, I woke up at 4:00 in the morning on the first day back, and I needed real coffee. Like, I needed, like, cafe coffee.
Oh.
And I got up and went to Starbucks, of all places. I don't particularly like them, but I knew that they'd be open whatever time it was. And I feel like that helped me, like, I did the same thing that I did every day in Italy.
Oh,
like, get up,
yeah.
get dressed, go get a coffee.
Go get a coffee, sit down and relax and be somewhere else.
Yeah. That's what I really miss about, like, being places in Europe. Being in cities in Europe, I think, particularly. Like, at least when you're traveling, you don't stay in. You're always out.
Oh, yeah.
And in Europe, a lot of people are always out.
Yeah. Everything's walkable. And,
right.
You know, the cities are pedestrian friendly, and everything's close by, or their bikes or public transportation. And...
Yeah. I haven't had much road rage on this little driving trip.
Well, we've been busy. We've been distracted by talking.
Oh!
Public recorder.
I think I actually have more road rage when things are going faster. Because then I expect to be going faster, and if someone gets in my way, that's when I'm mad.
Oh, that could be, yeah.
Or if they're acting stupid. Today, when I was getting on the freeway earlier, I was on the on-ramp, and it's a long one. And the woman in front of me was going, like, 20 on the on-ramp.
God. Yeah.
And I couldn't even get words out of my mouth. I was so angry.
Oh, I was in the Trader Joe's parking lot the other day, just profanity spewing forth like the devil's butthole. And I suddenly remembered when we did the podcast, and you're like, so I try to say things like, "Oh, that's an interesting way to drive." And so I tried it, and I just laughed, and it deflated everything.
It does
instantly.
Deflate you, yeah.
And it was just, it was a little snarky. I mean, it wasn't.
Oh, it definitely. That's. I think that's why it works, because there's still snark involved, but it's not quite as, like, horribly awful to other people.
Right, yes, there's... I had to take a drink of water.
How dare you?
Yeah, it's not, you know, you're... Bad word, bad word, bad word, bad word.
You know, you can say bad words.
I know, sometimes I like to stop, though.
Oh, we're driving by USC right now.
Oh, yeah!
And the Forum there, or no, the Coliseum, sorry. But the Forum is near here. But that's where the new stadium is being built, right there.
Oh, the big shiny bubble?
The big new shiny bubble, yeah.
Oh. What are they going to call it?
I have no idea.
It's going to be like...
Oh, I think there's a name on it. I saw it the other day, but I don't remember what it is.
Like Walmart Center?
Yeah, it's one of those sponsored
names. Target Bubble?
Yeah.
Whole Foods Parking Lot? Stadium? I don't know. Oh, Lordy.
Excuse me. Jeez. What are we going to do about the state of the world, Kimmy?
I don't know. We're going to keep being kind. As kind as we can be. And we're going to embrace each other. And we're going to be just freaking compassionate as much as we possibly can be. Which is really hard. It's easy sometimes. And it's really hard other times. It's really hard.
Word.
The Islamic Center in Pittsburgh, can't remember their exact name, I'm so bad at that. Anyway, they had a GoFundMe or, you know, did you hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
They raised $150,000?
Yeah, at least.
Over the course
of... It's still going.
I mean, I saw last night they were up to 155, and I'm sure it's still going. I wrote them a letter last night.
Oh, you're so good.
And I just said, thank you. You know, thank you for shining a light in this dark, cavernous hell they call America right now.
Right.
Thank you.
I mean, that's a good way to keep yourself sane, is to keep looking for those little spots of light.
You have to. You have to. And then reflect them.
Right.
Embrace it, and, you know, I was instantly compelled to write the letter, and I noodled around a little bit more, and I felt the urge dissipating, and I thought, oh, screw it, and I stopped whatever it was I was doing, and I went inside, and normally when I write a letter, there's this thing that happens in my head, and it's like, okay, what paper do I want to use? Because I'm kind of a paper pen weirdo.
Yeah.
And this, I just picked up my journal and wrote the letter and ripped it out and addressed it, put the stamp on it, it's in the mailbox, like, last night by 9
So you didn't
o'clock.
Overthink it?
I didn't overthink it. I just
Good
did
job!
I just did it, and I was glad.
I'm trying
to
see the name of that new stadium.
I saw it the other day. It's the shit traffic and parking Go Metro station. It's the other we win Bank of California.
No, it's over there on the front, see? There's letters there, but I can't quite see them.
Oh, God, it's like Joann Fabrics. Eggplant, House of...
Something, Bank of California.
Bank of California.
Did you say eggplant?
I don't know what I said, I was just saying words.
Egg Bank of California.
Egg Bank of California. It's, it's one of those new fancy stadiums with the, you know...
It's very curvy.
It's all curvy and glassy and steely. It looks a lot like the one in Santa Clara.
Oh, yeah. Where what kind of sports ball are they going to play there? Do you know?
I don't know. Is that where the Rams are going to go?
Fuck if I know. I don't pay attention to that.
I bet that's
bullshit.
Where the Rams are going to go.
Rams!
The Rams. Yeah. The Rams. Can I tell you how glad I am baseball's over?
Ugh! Kelly and I just had this conversation. We both said that. I'm so glad it's over.
I don't like baseball. And go ahead, string me up.
I don't care for it either.
Tie me to a post, set me on fire, call me a witch. I don't care.
Witch!
I don't like it. I understand that people really do, and I get it. The numbers, all the things that go, the bells and whistles. Not my cup of tea.
No. Boring as shit.
So slow. So
18
slow.
18 innings?
Sweet mother of God. Scratch. Spit. Look. Look. Spit. Scratch. Look, look. Make a funny face at somebody. Pick your nose.
Did you see the one pitcher from Boston that stood like this before every pitch? Sorry, you can't see what I'm doing.
No, I didn't. I didn't watch it. I
only saw that clip. I didn't watch it either.
And Kelly's in Boston, so she had to endure the same kind of insanity that we did here.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Only more so. They're more all jacked up about sports than we are here.
Boston. Yeah, Boston. I just... the night that 18-inning game was going on, I just went... That's when I made the sticker. I went in the other room and I was like, well, I'm going to do some art or something because I ain't sitting there.
Yeah.
Bullshit. And so I plugged away and I'd come out every once in a while and be like, are you still on?
I watched... Okay, so the Hunger Games series is one of my favorite. I read the books before the movies came out.
Yeah.
I've seen all the movies several times. And when that started, my husband went in our bedroom to go watch the game. And so I went and started the Hunger Games movies. And I saw all of them.
The game wasn't even over
yet. The game wasn't even over, and I went to bed.
Oh.
Hunger Games!
Oh, man, I just couldn't. And then my husband's company has season tickets, Dodger Stadium, and so they were... Oh, he had tickets for Saturday night?
Oh, I saw that! He went with his brother or something?
And so his brother... His brother's like, yeah, me and my wife are going. You and Kim want to go. And I get this text from Paul, and I'm rolling my eyes in my head like, babe, you know I don't want to go do this. And I said, invite somebody from work who's really going to appreciate it, because it's a wasted ticket on me.
Right.
And that would suck. You know what I mean? There's people out there that
want to be there. And that would make one of his employees feel good.
Well, yeah. I mean, it would be like... it would be like Joe Schmo, freaking rap guy, who gets backstage tickets to a Dead & Company concert, and I don't. That's not fair. So that's where my head was at. I'm like, please take someone else. It's a wasted ticket on me. Somebody's going to love that. And so he took his cousin.
Oh, nice.
And she was so stoked. She was really happy. Good. And they had a lot of fun. And I mean, it was the game they lost.
Well, they lost all of them except for that 18-inning game.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a historical game.
I don't give a shit.
I don't either. It's just so boring.
I don't care about the baseballs. What was I going to say right now? Oh, so I was checking our downloads, our RSS views or whatever the hell. Mm-hmm. We're over 11,000 now. Different people looking at our podcast.
Does that mean they're looking at it or listening to it?
I think that means they've clicked on it to listen
to it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I wanted to give a little shout out to all the people around the world, like from Ireland and the UK and Sweden and Ghana. We have some listeners in Ghana.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Oh, and the Czech Republic. So we just wanted to say hi. I don't know who you people are.
Thank you.
But thank you. And you know what? Send us an email or something, a picture of yourselves.
Oh, yeah. That would be great.
We would love that.
You could get us on Twitter, Instagram, or the Facebook, and just, you know, we've got a public page.
We do have a public page now, but I think most people are still just in our group.
Oh.
I don't know how that works, because I'm an old person.
Oh, yeah. I think you might have to, like, ask the people in the group to join the page.
Oh.
And then when they join the page, then that will be... You know, that'll come up on other people's feeds that they've joined that page.
Got it.
And then
I don't like pushing people, though.
I know, I don't either.
This is why I've never been a good salesperson.
I would be a terrible salesperson. Would you like to buy this piece of chocolate? Okay, that's all right. Have a great day.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I didn't want it either.
We're still on the 110 freeway in beautiful South Los Angeles. It's been rebranded. It used to be South Central. Now it's just South.
I always think of that Sublime song around here.
Which one? Oh, the one where he names off all the cities? Keep going.
April 26, 1992.
Oh, about the riots, yeah.
There was a riot on the streets. Tell me, where were you?
I was watching in disbelief in my bedroom. And then I was going to go out dancing that night, and the girl that was going with me was Mexican. And she said, we can't go out dancing tonight.
No. Stay in.
Because you're white. That's what she said to me.
Oh, wow. Really?
She goes, white? She said, I can't be seen with you tonight. And I said, I completely understand.
Wow.
Yep.
That was crazy. I remember I came home from... I had a boyfriend who lived in North Hollywood, and I was coming home that night, and it was sketchy.
That's right, you were driving that night.
I was driving. I was out and about driving, and it was weird. There weren't too many people out.
Well, no, everybody hunkered down.
Everybody hunkered down, and the people who were out, you're like, shit, don't look at me. I'm not going home. Just little white girl going home. Oh, yeah. Good times in L.A.
Wow, we've lived through some really historical things.
Yeah.
The fall of the Berlin Wall. I almost said Bourbon Wall.
The Bourbon Wall? What's on your mind, sister?
Okay, we're seeing airplanes landing, so we're getting close. Maybe we should hang it up for a little while until they get in the car.
Oh, okay, yeah, because the battery. Is it going?
Jumped out to land in your car. It's just... It's just who we are. You took a piece of your notebook out and taught me to play the guitar. It's just how we got.
kind of reminded me of like Veggie Grill, but it was like more like hip inside. Like
it was
like
really
cute. It was like
cute
inside.
Disco inside.
Yeah.
It was a vegetarian place?
It was vegan.
Oh.
It was so good. Food, yeah.
Their fries tasted like McDonald's fries, but in a
Kaya, what was your favorite thing about London?
I did pick out some. It was going to Abbey Road.
Yeah.
And then going to see Wicked.
Oh
gosh, I totally forgot that we saw Wicked. It was so
amazing, really?
Cassie. Yes. Oh my gosh, it was so amazing.
I've seen Wicked with the original cast.
Really?
Yeah, a long time ago. Me and Nanny went.
Oh my god.
It was amazing. I'm the girl jealous. Who played Elphaba was fantastic.
Yeah.
She was amazing.
Have you seen that one, Kim?
Yeah, Becky and I went. I think it was an anniversary gift from Tim. And he was like, here, take one of your friends because I don't want to go.
Dun, dun, dun.
Or maybe it was probably birthday, not anniversary.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was stoked. I was stoked to go.
So here we are in the car. We have gathered the girls.
We have them back.
They are secure in the car and they have eaten lots of baguettes and croissants.
Yeah. I'm like a loaf of bread myself now. I've turned into a loaf of bread.
A loaf of delicious bread, though, right?
How long have you guys been awake? Well, aside from sleeping on the plane, because that's not real sleep.
I haven't thought about that. Right now, it's like 8 hours ahead.
So it's like 2 in the morning?
What time
like
did we get up?
We got up at like
6 in the morning there.
So...
20 hours?
Yeah, 20 hours.
Wow.
Of good time travel fun.
Woo! How many movies did you watch on the plane?
Oh. I watched Red Sparrow.
How was it?
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
I loved see that.
It. Yeah, it was good. And then I watched some of New Girl, and I watched a little bit of Ferdinand. Yeah.
I watched Sherlock Holmes because it's a 2-hour movie.
Smart girl.
And what was it called?
Oh,
Benjamin Button.
Benjamin Button movie.
Benjamin
with Brad Pitt.
Oh
yeah.
That's a 3-hour long one.
And that's a deep one too.
Yeah.
You really have to kind of chew on it mentally.
Oh! Did you go to Montmartre?
What is that?
Where? Amelie.
Yeah,
then...
I did.
Yes.
It was so... We went inside, but I think we were just, like, really full, and we were, like, walking all day and tired that we didn't want to eat.
Yeah.
And I was, like, sad that I didn't want
to
eat.
That was, like Upper Paris, where we went to Sacré-Cœur, and then we went to the park, where... Oh, my gosh, it was so funny. We were, like... A bunch of teenagers were at a park, and they were, like, playing and music and, like... wearing matching t-shirts, and they looked my age.
Right.
And Kai and I were laughing because of the difference between people who live, like, in countries like that versus, like, fun here. It's, like, so drastically different. Like, their fun is so innocent compared to ours.
Oh,
you
yeah.
get me? Like,
yeah.
people
simple.
Here
it's simple
would be,
fun.
Like,
yeah.
drinking alcohol, smoking weed, but, like, there it's
looking
like
cool
yeah there it's like everyone's just like
they're like we're gonna play.
Dancing no like just having fun and dancing in a park.
Aww.
Like people my age like 18-19
right.
Yeah it's really
well they
funny.
Don't restrict drinking necessarily there, it's more part of the culture, so I think teenagers don't feel like they have to do it
yeah.
to like rebel against
oh, it's
society.
Just something that you do.
Yeah
but our cousin in Germany was like yeah we drink and we don't but nobody ever gets drunk, it's not a you know, it's not something that we do on Friday nights.
Mm.
We don't, we're not like, yeah, let's go get drunk. She said, I came here. She was in Texas and she was like, what is wrong with you people? Why do you want to go get drunk? Yeah. It was interesting to get that perspective.
So did you meet anybody that asked you about Trump or our politics or anything like that?
A couple. But they wouldn't, actually, yeah, remember those two dudes who came up to us
yeah.
in London, and they were, like, they were trying to get us to, like, donate money to some cause
right.
to get kids off the street, but they were, like, they said, I forgot how it was brought up, but they,
Where, like, after, like, telling us, like, about their cause. They said, where are you guys from? They said, Los Angeles.
Yeah, and they were like, Los Angeles is so cool. That's so awesome. And I was like, yeah, we're doing okay. And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, our president sucks. And then he was like, Donald Trump. Yeah, but you voted for him, didn't you?
What?
Yeah, and I was
that
like,
that happened to me.
And
Spain.
I was like, no, I didn't. I was like, not everyone voted for him.
Oh, that's interesting.
And he was
I wonder if they understand.
How yeah. Oh, they that think that down. Everyone voted for him. Like,
well, because
that's
he's busy
there.
Telling everybody that he won the popular vote.
Right, and he didn't.
And he didn't.
Probably didn't even win the, you know, right. the real vote, anyway.
But that happened to me in Spain. A guy asked where we were from. I said, I'm from Los Angeles. Oh, my God, so cool, blah, 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 blah. He goes, why did you vote for Trump? Just like that. And I was, like, super offended. Like, I did not vote
did
for
not,
Trump.
Yeah.
Super offended. Don't you dare! I think I passed the 110 freeway because we were
so
talking.
Embarrassing.
I'm like chewing gum, and you're definitely gonna hear it in that mic. Yeah. So I'm excited.
Okay.
We should
slurp and do other things.
ASMR.
Let's log off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like,